Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to TCI Express Q1 FY27 earnings conference call hosted by PhillipCapital (India) Limited. Before we begin, a brief disclaimer: this conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance, and it may involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Harshal Shah from PhillipCapital (India) Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Pallav. Good day and a very warm welcome to everyone. Thank you for being on the call of TCI Express Limited. We are happy to have the management with us here for a Q&A session with the investment community. The management is represented by Mr. Chandra Agarwal, Managing Director, Mr. Mukti Lal, Executive Director and CFO, and Mr. Pavitra Pandey, Chief Business Officer. Before we start with the Q&A session, we'll have opening comments from the management. I will now hand over the call to Mr. Chandra Agarwal for the opening comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Q1 Financial Year 27 earnings conference call of TCI Express Limited. I would like to thank all of you for joining us today. I hope you and your families are doing well. Our earnings presentation for the quarter has already been shared on the company's website and with the stock exchanges, and I trust you've had the opportunity to review it. I will start with an overview of our business performance and key strategic initiatives for the quarter. Following this, our Executive Director and CFO, Mr. Mukti, will take you through the financials in detail. The first quarter, Financial Year 27, marked a positive start to the financial year, with the company delivering strong, broad-based growth across every operating segment. Total income was 315 crore, up 9% year-on-year, powered by customer additions, expansion of our operating network, and sharp execution across the business. Demand continued to be healthy across manufacturing, especially in pharmaceuticals, engineering, electric vehicles, and SME-led shipments. The accelerating shift towards outsourced logistics players added directly to our strengths. The industry as a whole saw elevated operating costs and competitive pricing in certain segments, but our discipline and our focus on service quality and investment in technology kept us firmly ahead of the curve. Surface Express remained the largest contributor of our business, growing at a healthy 9% year-on-year, strong volumes from existing customers, new accounts, and robust industrial growth. We expanded our branch network and opened new facilities at strategic locations, cementing our positions across key commercial corridors. The momentum wasn't limited to the Surface Express. Domestic Air Express grew at an outstanding 29% year-on-year, driven by enterprise account growth, more direct airport deliveries, and a dedicated key account management team built to raise the bar on customer service, backed by automation across flight management, pricing, and invoicing. International Express grew a strong 27% on new customers, win-backs, and expanded global carrier partnerships. Rail Express added operational branches, sharpening pickup density and transit connectivity across major commercial corridors. The start of the quarter was our e-commerce business. The star of the quarter was our e-commerce express business, which surged 63% year-on-year to become our fastest-growing service vertical by a wide margin, driven by rising volumes from e-commerce platforms and direct-to-consumer brands, along with our continued investment in fulfillment and last-mile delivery. C2C Express also stepped up impressively, adding new clients, wider regional branch coverage, and a larger dedicated vehicle fleet. Across these business verticals, we continue to invest in technology integration, sharpen operational visibility, and deepen customer engagement to deliver faster, more efficient, and reliable logistics solutions for our customers. Meanwhile, we remain completely debt-free, a position that gives us real strategic flexibility with continued discipline on costs and operational efficiency. This quarter, we also continue to strengthen our multimodal logistics capabilities through technology-led initiatives. We have launched an upgraded Android and iOS mobile app along with an enhanced customer portal, giving customers greater convenience, enhanced shipment visibility, and a better experience end-to-end. Beyond business performance, we continued our commitment towards community development through the TCI Express Foundation. During the quarter, our Artificial Limb Center supported 217 beneficiaries with artificial limbs and other mobility devices. Our Archery Academy in Jharkhand also continued to nurture young sporting talent by providing structured coaching and regular training to at least 50 young athletes, reflecting our continued commitment towards inclusive and sustainable social development. Looking ahead, we are excited to keep investing in multimodal logistics capabilities, technology-led operations, and customer engagement across every vertical. With a strong balance sheet, an expanding network, and with the real momentum with us, TCI Express is exceptionally well-positioned to capitalize on the opportunities ahead and deliver lasting value for all our stakeholders. With that, I will hand over to Mr. Mukti to take you through our financials. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, sir, and good evening, everyone. Following on from our managing director, it was a strong quarter for TCI Express financially, and I will now take you through the number in more details. So during the quarter, income from operation came in at 312 crore, up almost 9% from 287 crore a year ago. Total income was 315 crore, up around 9% year on year. EBITDA grew 11% to 37 crore from last year, with margin expanding to 11.7% from 11.5% of last year. Profit after tax rose to 6% to 22.4 crore compared to 21 crore in Q1 of last year, with a margin of 7.1%. Overall, it was a solid quarter operationally, with costs well managed across the businesses. And Surface Express had another excellent quarter as our largest contributor to revenue, driven by customer additions, network expansion, and deeper engagement across key industrial sectors. We grew our branch footprint and built our service capabilities in important markets, making us more accessible to customer and driving steady, healthy growth in coming quarters. Our multimodal service portfolio had a strong quarter as well, as mentioned by Mr. Chanda. Domestic Air Express recorded strong growth driven by customer additions, expanded airline partnerships, and technology-led efficiency gains. International Air Express depends with global carriers and expanded export consolidation. Rail Express expanded its network across key commercial corridors, while C2C Express grew its footprint through customer acquisition, branch expansion, and a larger dedicated fleet. Across the board, we are investing in network reach, digital tools, and operational excellence to keep this momentum going. Our balance sheet is in great shape, with net cash of around 118 crore as on June 30th, 2026. I would also like to highlight that our working capital moved in the right direction this quarter. Receivables stood around 58 days, payable improved to 32 days, and net working capital cycle that therefore it is 26-27 days, a strong sign of better cash conversion into a company. Apart from that, we put around 19 crore to work this quarter in branch expansion, network infrastructure, and technology initiatives. These investments are in line with our long-term plan to build the foundation for the growth ahead. Looking forward, we are confident in our path, running an efficient business while investing in the technology and network capabilities that will sincerely drive longer sustainable growth. With this, I conclude my remarks. We are happy to take your answer. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question, may please press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Chirag from Keynote Capitals. Please proceed with your question.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Chandra sir, if you could provide me the volume numbers for this particular quarter.
Yeah, so Mr. Chirag, volume number for this quarter is 250,000 metric ton in Q1. It is a growth of around, in volume wise, this is a growth of around 7.5% in this tonnage numbers.
Got it. Just for the sake of understanding, on an overall basis, where I'm able to see in players in the industry are taking almost 3% to 6% price hikes, our price hikes looks slightly lower than that. So any particular reason behind it? Because I believe in this industry, realization price hikes takes place across the board.
Yeah. So this is true, and we have also taken that price hike from the customer. But as you aware, like this fuel has hiked in mid-May, though it was like supposed to be increased because the war has started in end of Feb, and then it was like held up by the government due to ongoing elections, and ultimately is increased in mid-May. So we are also almost passing on to 90% customer this fuel, but so. Ultimate this price hike has came into in overall June month. So in this quarter, only June month is having positive impact, and this will be showing in a second quarter onwards in a very well manner.
Okay, so you're talking about the fuel-based price hike, right? And I'm asking about apart from fuel-based, a natural realization hike that we take about 2%, which has been the industry now, but it was expected that we are expected to take almost mid-single-digit kind of a price hike this year.
No, so yeah. So I just missed that. So, you know, we held the price hikes due to because we know about that government will be certainly increase the prices fuel after like, you know, elections. That's why we held up and see. So that's why we had taken the good price hike in June month in combined with obviously like annual price hikes also and diesel hike close also. So both put together. It's a handsome price hike we have taken.
And will it be fair to assume that it would be mid-single digits?
Yes.
Got it. So my second question is, what would be the mix of SME and B2B?
So this time again, in this quarter, SMEs is really bounced back. Earlier in last whole FY26, our mix was 48-52, 48 SME and 52 B2B, means big customers. And now in this quarter, start with the very good note as a 50-50, which we desire for that actually. So that ratio is also like, yeah, come back, 50-50.
Got it. And could you just highlight what would be our mix from e-commerce in terms of revenue?
So e-com, as you know, that was very low amount, is not like more than 2%. So this is grown. Now we refocusing, as we mentioned in our 2-3 last calls, because now is a like stabilized process, is a like a standardized kind of pricing is there. It is profitable now. So we also refocusing that and, you know, getting good market from a small customer, not the big one. So this will be again, I think is like a high growth segment for this whole year for us. We making, you know, various, you know, efforts in this one, in e-com segment. So it's around 2-2.5% of overall revenue part, yeah.
Got it. If my understanding is not wrong, generally e-com business is a lower EBITDA margin business compared to what we used to earlier have about 15-16% kind of level that we used to have. So, and earlier stand that we didn't get into the e-com business because of the competition and the kind of margin it used to get. So, the strategy shift that you are taking, will it be fair to assume that there have been significant volume developments that are taken place due to which you are exploring this as an as a segment?
So we you know, we are taking it as overall, because there is in a so various advantage of that. One is D2C segment is also growing very well, and this is a profitable one. In the EBITDA range, if you talk about, so it is in the range of 16% to 18%, and that's why we you know, continue with that. Second, also, you know, like delivery to these e-com you know, this platform is increasing day by day, means more merchants are sending to goods to them. So if we have the relationship with these all platform, then we have the advantage to be green channel and fast deliveries, and also ultimately this is also support to our surface business also, which we like found in the, once we were like in touch with these all kind of e-com players. So you know, direct business we are gaining, that is also in our strategy, where we have to be gain the businesses from the small B2C players. Then D2C market is also there, and then e-com related B2B market is also big, as you are aware about that. So we targeting that market as well. So it is an overall strategy. We creating a team on now regional level also. We expanding team. We opened up the branches to gain the more like regional kind of delivery, because as you know, like these are e-com deliveries are basically on a city level. So we expanding that you know, footprint also. We are hiring bikers and all. So this way it is overall strategy is taking in a very big way.
Got it. Just for the sake of understanding, sir, it's been 5 years.
Next question, please.
Sure, I'll join that.
Next participant, please.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one now. Participants who wish to ask questions may please press star and one at this time.
Yes, Mr. Kondinya.
The next question is on the line of Kondinya from Jefferies. Please proceed with your question.
Yeah, hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, just can you help us understand, you know, what are parts of e-commerce that you are present in? What are the services that you are offering in? Because it appears it's primarily focused on first mile or last mile, but I also understand that you have strengths on the mid mile. So just trying to understand this business a bit better, please.
Yeah, so it is very much visible. We targeting obviously last mile, first mile deliveries also with the small customer, like one customer is delivering 5,000 dockets in a month, regional level, supposing from Mumbai to all Maharashtra. So we're doing that. And again, targeting below 5 kg kind of packet has to be delivered through the biker. Second, D2C, obviously. Again, every company is, you know, beauty companies or other like pharmaceutical companies sending directly to, you know, last mile customers. And third thing, we also focusing to like fulfill these all like dark store. You know, companies also sending or merchants sending the goods to them. So these kind of put together, we overall making effort. We also registered ourselves on a e-commerce platform where, you know, thousands of merchants are there and we approaching them. So that's why we taking overall steps to be how we can be, you know, increase our footprint in this e-commerce, overall e-com business.
Sir, I'm just trying to understand, you did speak about 16-18% EBITDA margin, but from our understanding, you know, the last mile is, I mean, very taxing and it's not so profitable. Just please help us understand how easy is it to make money here?
Yeah, so for, again, we are not going into much competitive market where there are less profits. We are going on the small customer, which is allow us to be, you know, getting the margin. So this is a very clear strategy actually from day one. And again, it is not like we are not doing crores of business in that. It is a very small business. And we will be thoughtfully with the margin, we will be only, you know, going with that. This is very clear.
Sure, got it, sir. Sir, my second question is actually on the core business. Now, this is the third consecutive quarter, you know, where you reported double-digit EBITDA growth, and then the volume growth is also decent, now at 7%, vis-a-vis after a period of lackluster growth. So, can you help us understand what has changed, A, And B, from your presentation, it appears that you also are thrusting the gas, turning a bit more aggressive. So what are the opportunities that you are seeing here? What is the current momentum like? And if you can maybe help us understand the outlook out here, please.
Chandra sir, you would like to answer on that?
You can go ahead, Bhupti.
Yeah. So Kaundinya, basically, you know, lot has been changed, as you know, like we have used this downtime to re-strengthen our various services, even in like our flagship services of surface, where we also grown 9% and aggressively we will be accelerated further in double-digit growth also. So what we did, like, we have specifically focused on vertical-wise. We strengthened the regional team for that. Second, we strengthen all other services, which is whether it's like air domestic or air international or rail or like C2C or so all product we have created a like regional level structure, and we put on a team, and now they started to give in a result. And also you see our branch expansion is also going on these services. So we, you know, getting more customers, like, as you know, like in this quarter, we have grown around 28% in air. So this is basically like auto-driven growth, and you've seen a good auto growth. So we are also, you know, getting more client for that. And further thing, you know, now it's a good thing where we have the, you know, pipeline in for this coming future, you know, business. So that is also a very good thing. We have very clearly laid down pipeline where we will be have the visibility of the growth in coming quarter for the sure. So this all kind of things we did, we like training, we expanded to our team where, you know, how like we can be put more digitalization in the company, how we can be put like more aggression on the billing level also. So many things we did internally, and visibility is very clear there. And again, obviously, you know, overall market for the manufacturer side is also very going well. SMEs also like started to doing well. So I think overall positive scenario is there, and we are hopefully accelerate the growth further in coming quarters. And with the obviously decent margin level, which we targeted to be improved at least, you know, 100 basis to 150 basis point in this overall year. So surely we're going on that path.
Well, sir, if I may ask one question, you obviously gave a guidance on margin front. Can you speak a little bit on the volume side and also the pricing aspect a little bit better, please? What is it that you're targeting this year and also the price hike that you are effectively taking?
Yeah, so we are very much clear about the volume growth in the range of 11% to 12% volume growth, and price hikes net of around 3%. So overall, like in the range of 13% to 15% on overall growth, we will be go with that. And obviously then it will be my profit will be increased in the range of certainly 20% to 25% for the overall year.
That's good to hear, sir. Thank you very much and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Chirag from Keynote Capital. Please proceed with your question.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Just from the sake of understanding from what the last participant asked, when we are speaking about 10% to 11% volume growth, if you could just highlight certain pointers, because if I'm not wrong, the target industry, the top five industries where we cater to, has seen some significant jumps in terms of their sales. So is it so our expectation of growth is backed by the target industry growth, or it is backed by adding more clients into new industry?
So certainly both ways. Obviously, new client acquisition is also in line with that, and increase the growth with the existing one. The both way will be go, and again, you know, higher growth in other services in comparison to my surface level. So this put together as same results, we will be further accelerated. So this is very clear path, like, you know, market is very big and we are expanding our branch network. So hopefully we will be acquire the more customer. And this is a visible pipeline we have in front of us. So that's giving a confidence to us to like accelerate the growth in coming quarters.
Got it. Thank you so much, sir. That's it.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one now. Participants who wish to ask questions may please press star and one at this time. The next question is from the line of Anshul Agarwal from MK. Please proceed with your question.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. Mukti sir, could you let us know the status of our hub automation program? How many hubs have we automated and what is the plan going forward?
Yeah, hi, Ms. Anshul. So basically, yeah, so we already did two automation, one again in Taj Nagar, North India, and Chakan, Pune. And two are in pipeline. So next would be Kolkata and Ahmedabad. And they are right now in under construction. So I think it might be like Kolkata might be automated in, by this year end, means March 27 or max June 27. And same way, Ahmedabad would be also like, I think, mid of next year. So that way, I think by next year, it would be like four would be there.
Got it, sir. And the CAPEX guidance for the current year and the next year also, if you may.
So, yeah. So this year, CAPEX guideline is around 125 crore to 140 crore. And for out of that, we already did around 20 crore expenditure in that because, as we mentioned, we ongoing constructions at 3-4 sites. One is Ahmedabad, second one is Kolkata and our corporate office also, and fourth one is Lucknow. So four construction is going on, and we also have a planning to buy land in out of these three places, Mumbai and Chennai and Bangalore. Out of these three places, we're looking for the land. So hopefully we are very near to crack a deal for land, either these three cities. So hopefully we will be cross 125 crore kind of capex in this year.
Got it, sir. Just one question on the fuel surcharge or fuel rate hikes. You would have absorbed some of these increases in the month of May, and to that tune, I think margins could have been depressed in the current quarter because of that. Do we expect margins to sort of improve in Q2? So the guidance that you have provided of about 150 basis point improvement in margins in the current year factor these kind of things for the remainder of the year?
Yes,
sort of come
you are, in yeah, Q2 onwards. It is true. Yeah, it's true because again, because we couldn't increase the prices effective from April because we know ki there would be an increase in fuel price also. So to going customer 2-3 times is not viable, not is a wise decision. So that's why we wait for that. And ultimately prices has increased. It is again 2-3 tranches. So ultimately in 2-3 phases. So ultimately we, given that effect, and this is, I am really happy to inform, like we are already passing on to 90% plus customer in June month itself. So yes, in quarter ahead, you will see the very good increase in that margin level.
Got it, sir. And would it be possible to share the contribution of multimodal logistics to our revenues currently? This used to be 17-18%, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it is in the same way, yes. It's around that only.
Do we have any targets for the current year or the next year?
So this year we targeting to be have around from 17-18% to 19%, and in the longer term, if by 2030 we want to be in the range of 22-25%. Again, obviously having the growth in our again flagship service of surface also. So this way, we will have the slightly higher growth in other services. So we want a share of 22-25% in the longer term.
Got it, sir. Those were my questions. All the very best for the year.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one now. Participants who wish to ask questions may please press star and one at this time. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to management for closing comments.
Thank you very much for attending today's Q1 call, and I wish everyone a happy Independence Day, and we'll talk again next quarter. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. On behalf of PhillipCapital India Private Limited, that concludes this conference call. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.